Welcome to the Caregiver's Toolbox, tools for everyday caregiving. We provide education and information on senior care topics. Here's your host, Ryan McInniff.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Caregiver's Toolbox, tools for everyday caregiving. We give you information and education on senior care topics. My name is Ryan McInniff. I am the host of the podcast. I am the owner of Minute Women Home Care, and I am here with Janet. How are you, Janet?
I am doing well, Ryan.
And Janet is our director of clinical care here at Minute Women. And we'd like to do this little podcast. We've been doing almost 75 episodes of this. It's kind of crazy, but how quickly they go. But, it's a way to try to educate people, and we enjoy that. We're always, just a kind of a programming note, we're always looking for guests. If you're out there and you have some expertise that you think would be worthwhile having an interview, and you want to talk with Janet and I, we're always open to having guests on and getting unique points of view. So if you're somehow involved in senior care or you have some personal experiences with senior care, that you may be an advocate for certain things, we'd love to speak with you about that. You can reach me at my email, which is ryan@mwhomecare.com, or you can reach out to me on Twitter. Just look up my name, Ryan McInniff, on Twitter. But anyways, today we're talking about taking mom from a facility and how to do that and when you can do it and when you cannot. And Janet, what do you think about this?
This is one of those food for thought topics where, when we have these chats, somebody is listening to us and goes, oh, I didn't realize that, or, oh, maybe I should look into that. And, especially when it comes to holidays or certain celebrations, there are families that want to bring their family member home from the facility that they're living at. And if it's an assisted living, that's fairly easy to do. They like to know that you're leaving the building so that you've signed out, that they know that you're not somewhere in the building needing help, if that's the case. And they usually like a little bit of advance notice in case the person has any medications that they want to make sure they can take with them if they have to, and that type of thing. And when they'll be back, make sure they're ready to go. In the case of a nursing home, they have a curfew. And the reason they have a curfew is because the government's paying for it. If someone is on Medicare, Medicaid, it has been determined that you need that benefit. So if you walk in just to take the person home, it looks like maybe they don't need that benefit.
Absolutely.
So you have to kind of know what's going on. And very often people that are in nursing homes have some significant health care needs, and it becomes an issue as to whether you have those needs too at your own home for them. They may need certain equipment, they may need oxygen, they may need medications, they may be an issue of transferring, things like that. And the insurance benefit is paying to make sure those things happen. So oftentimes you have to give some notice, and it's usually things like a four-hour window, or that's generally the last time I checked what the average amount of time away from the facility was. And if there's a pattern of the person is being asked to be taken out all the time, they start to question, what is the need? Why, if you can take them out and provide all of this, then why aren't they home with you, is kind of the thought process that kind of goes on. So it's one of those things that if you are having a birthday party and you want to bring mom home for dinner for a few hours, you contact the facility, you tell them what you want to do, and they can let you know what the guidelines are. But it's really just important as a food for thought thing that there are rules. And people often don't stop and think about that part.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's certainly, and it's a lot different. Like you said, if you're paying privately, you have a lot more control over what you can do than if somebody else is, like anything, generally the person that has the money makes the rules, right? So
yep.
When it's the federal government that's paying for things, and then the taxpayers, there are certain rules that you're going to have to follow so that you're still considered eligible to be getting those benefits versus if you pay privately and you just happen to want to be in a single bed in a nursing home because you prefer that over for whatever reason. Yeah, you might be able to come and go a little bit easier as you please, but mm-hmm. generally people that are in nursing homes are there because they have medically complex issues that require skilled care. Otherwise, they'd generally be at an assisted living if they wanted to be in some type mm-hmm. of community or independent living. So, you know, there's certain, and I think that's part of the reason, and we've talked about it a number of times, like my father doesn't want to go to a nursing home under any condition, and people are very worried about going to nursing homes because there is that fear, whether it's warranted or not warranted as much as the fear allows it to grow, that you're losing a lot of your independence. And I think that, mm-hmm. you know, that's the concern. And, you know, generally, if you are going to a nursing home, there is that loss of independence because you're admitting to yourself and those around you that I need more help than mm-hmm. I can get by myself.
You're not in your home, you're in the government's home,
exactly.
In a way. And, you know, I can understand their side. And when someone says, oh, but I want to take mom home for it's Christmas after all, or it's whatever, Thanksgiving. But we need to keep in mind that for that facility, it's Christmas or Thanksgiving for them too. They have to staff appropriately. And if the medications are delivered at a certain time and you're an hour late getting back, you know, then you're messing up their schedule. So because they are responsible for that care, you know, that there needs to be some consideration of what they need to do.
Yeah, it's certainly a two-way street where, you know, there's a lot that goes involved into caring for people in that pooled way where you have, you know, a ratio of one caregiver to every five residents or beds in there, or whatever that ratio is. I have no idea. I just made that up. But, you know, there's time constraints about that. There is budgets that have to be met, and there are rules that they have to have X amount of people on the floor at all times as well. So I know that that's you know, a problem, and it's difficulties, and because of that, you need to be fair and when you're coming and when you're going. So that's something to think about, especially with Labor Day upon us, and doing that, making sure that you know what the rules and regulations are when you want to take a family member out of the facility that they're in.
Yep, just like the kids, curfew.
Yeah, right. And they probably some family fights over that too, right?
Yep. Excellent. As long as you live in my house, this is the curfew. Your house
Excellent.
To your own.
Well, thank you, Janet, very much for your input, and I hope everybody has a good day. Thank you very much.